is fantastic. Amen. You know, I love Christmas. Christmas is a special time. We have lots of fun. We spend time with family. We celebrate as a church, and we give gifts. But if you're not careful, you'll miss the, like the old cliche says, the reason for the season. It's not so much about gifts, but the gift that is the gift of God. And the Bible says this, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." God gave us that great gift. You know, John chapter 4, verse 10 speaks about this as the gift of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15 says, it is the indescribable gift. And then Romans chapter 5, verse 15, perhaps my favorite thought about the gift is the free gift that God has given us. We recognize this free gift, and then we must do something with that free gift. And we'll ask that question today, what should I do with the gift of God? Well, we can celebrate as we should, as we have just done. We should simply raise our voices and praise God for the gift that he's given us. It's sad to think that there's some religious groups that don't celebrate Christmas, but we find all through the Bible that truly they did on that first Christmas day. The angels celebrated in Luke chapter 10 through 14. I like what it says in verse 13. "And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill toward men." The angels celebrated. Secondly, we find the shepherds celebrated in Luke chapter 2. They recognized what God had done for them. It says in verse 20, "And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen as was told unto them." They were excited about the gift that was given them. And then days later, we find Simeon in the temple celebrates because he had seen the one that would take away the sins of the world. He was excited and blessed God because of that. And then maybe up to a year later, wise men came worshiping and celebrating Christ that was born on Christmas Day. Matthew chapter 2 says this, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? We have seen a star in the east, and we are come to worship him." They take some time and find Jesus, and here's what it says in verse 11. "When they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary and his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasure, they presented him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh." They truly worshiped. They celebrated, and so should we. You may ask yourself, well, what did they truly celebrate? Just the birth? No, it was much more than that. It was the idea that God had fulfilled a promise long ago. We find in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, that God told Adam that one day I would send one that would bruise the head of Satan. Satan caused much trouble in the life of people, and now God would send one that would take care of that. Adam was given that promise. Abraham also had the promise in chapter 15 of Genesis that through him were one that would come to bless the world. We find that same promise given to Isaac and Jacob and Judah and then to King David about one that would come to save the world from their sins. And then about 300 years after this man named David the king, Isaiah writes chapter 9 verse 6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." And we find that takes place in the book of Galatians chapter 4. When it says, "The fullness of time was come, so God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under law, to redeem them that were under law, that we might receive the adoption of sons." And so we praise the Lord today because his promise was made good on that first Christmas day. God spoke a word and it came to pass, and we can trust God for what he says. It is a good day to recognize God fulfills promises on that first Christmas, and so he does for us. But much more than that, we also recognize this promise was for us, not just for a select group of people named the Jews, but for the world. The Bible says in Luke chapter 2, verse 10, "And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." That reminds us that God sent his Son for us, that we may have life. Again, John chapter 3, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved." And so we find people on that first day celebrating, rejoicing, thanking, and blessing God for that great and wonderful gift. And that's why we've come today, to do that same thing. But much more, we must recognize we can't truly celebrate Christ and Christmas until we have received the gift of God ourselves. We open our hearts this morning and ask Christ to save us. We open our hearts and ask the Spirit to direct us. We open our hearts today on this Christmas celebration to recognize that God wants to help us to live a life of Him, a life of obedience and a life of expectation. And so today, to don't leave this place without first recognizing this gift was given for each of us, for you and for me, and that by faith we can receive that gift, by belief we can accept Him. The Bible says in John chapter 1, I think it's in verse 12, that He gave this gift for us, that as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even which believe upon His name. And so this morning, if you're here today, why not simply trust Christ? Why not simply call on the Christ of Christmas and receive that great blessing that He has for you? Charles Wesley wrote many years ago, "Come thou long-expected Jesus, born to set thy people free. From our fears and sins release us, let us find our rest in thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth thou art. Dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart. Born thy people to deliver, born a child and yet a king. Born to reign in us forever, now thy gracious kingdom bring. By thine eternal spirit, rule in our hearts alone. By thy all-sufficient merit, raise up thy glorious throne." And so we had this opportunity this morning to simply call on the name of Christ, to ask Him to save us from our sins, to set us free, to lead us in that path that would honor the Lord above. If you're here today, don't miss a great opportunity. Celebrate Christmas in the way it was intended, with a heart that is a surrender to Christ, to a heart that longs to obey the Lord above, to live a life that would honor our Father. I want you to bow your head just for a moment. In the quietness of the hour, think about your life and think about the gift of God. Again, Romans 5:15 says it is the free gift. It is freely given. It is not earned. It is not worked for. It is not bought. It is simply received. And so the next few minutes, why not, if you've never received Christ as your Lord and Savior, do like the Bible says, call on the name of the Lord, confessing your sins, and turn from those and turn to Him. This free gift will be given to you, and you will have eternal life for all the time you have. God will bless and keep you if you'll simply follow Him. Father, we thank You, Lord, for Your word. We thank You, Lord, for the promises. We thank You, Lord, for the plan that You have for us. And so in the next few minutes, Lord, if there's anyone here that needs to turn from their ways to Yours and receive that great gift, let this be the day. Lord, let them make that public. Let them walk forward. Let them come to You. Help us to be a faithful people. Bless them now in Jesus' name. Amen.